Turn to the very last chapter, and I'm going to read the 17th verse. It's a wonderful verse. It said, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen. Isn't that awesome? I feel tranquil just reading it. Amen. I feel at peace. Why does it work any better, brother? I don't know. Amen. Let's try this. I'd like yellow. Let's try that. Amen. I don't know what that says about me, but I like yellow. Amen. All right. We're just having fun here. Anyway, the Lord bless you. You may be seated. It said, this thing's hissing. I think the devil's in this thing. It's got a hiss. You know what? We're going to preach the devil out of it. How's that? When Philip was just a little boy, he had a little reindeer that we got him for Christmas one year. And it's one of those kind you push it, and you know, and it plays carols, Christmas carols. And he loved Fufu. So we took Fufu to church. We were visiting out in North Carolina. And we took Fufu to church. And the pastor was doing what pastors do sometimes. He was kind of talking to the congregation about some things, about musicians, because they didn't go to the prayer room early enough to pray. And then he was talking. And in the middle of that, Fufu, his button got pushed. And he starts playing Christmas carols. Now, it's a pretty good-sized church. We're back there somewhere. And we're so embarrassed. Everybody's red-faced. And Fufu's singing. And the pastor's up there, and he stops. He said, what's that I hear? He said, is that the devil in this PA system? And then he got real perceptive. He said, that sounds like a kid's toy. About that time, Fufu shut up, and we sure were glad. So sometimes the devil gets in the PA system. That's all right. If anybody pushes Fufu, that's all right. We'll understand. Amen. The water of life. I read somewhere, and pretty much true, water is life. Where there is no water, there is no life. If you go out into the desert, you'll notice quickly there's not much life out there. It cannot support very much life. You have to be adapted to survive in that arid climate. And if a plant is not adapted, it can't survive there. If an animal cannot adapt, it cannot survive there. Human beings that are not, cannot adapt, cannot survive there. It's a different place. And so water is life. Of course, we live in an area where there is a lot of water, but we get concerned when it's not falling pretty often. And it really begins to tell. I lived in an area, grew up in an area where we have rain whenever we had rain. And you remember the flood back in Noah's day. They got 6 inches in West Texas then. So it's a pretty... What we mean by 6 inches, that means the drops are 6 inches apart. That's a 6-inch rain. So it's an arid place. Amen. Somebody said that catfish had fleas. And a bass that's 3 years old can't swim. That's West Texas. That's dry. So if you think I'm dry, that's where I come from. Amen. And the water's life. And we can't live without it. We cannot. Your body, I've read various statistics, but most somewhere around 2/3 to 3/4 of your body is made up of water. I'm not really overweight. I just got too much water. Amen. I get rid of all that water, I'll be thin again. Thin may be in, but fat's where it's at. Amen. The Bible said the fat is the Lord's. He's gotten more of us than others. Water is life. Water is life. And it's vital. And there's nothing that substitutes for it. Now, you can drink Cokes, but sometimes a Coke just can't do it, can it? And it just doesn't quench your thirst like this water. There's nothing that looks better when you're thirsty. Anybody thirsty yet? And just, I've seen preachers do that. I'm out there just, you know, about can't even swallow them so dry, and they're up there drinking that water. What's wrong with them? Amen. Just sipping away. Amen. And but we're working. We need it. And so water is life. It's vital. It's important. Now, the Middle East is an arid region. If you've ever been to Israel, it's extremely dependent on God for rain. It is not verdant all the time. There are certain rainy seasons when it turns beautifully lush and green, but a lot of the time it's dry. It's a very arid area, and they are very, very dependent on that. The Jordan River runs down through the valley, and that's one of the main water supplies for the whole country. It runs from the Sea of Galilee in the north to the Dead Sea in the south, and that's very important. And you get over to Egypt, and the Nile, the Nile that runs through Egypt is so vitally important to that country, because that's it doesn't rain there. I actually saw houses. Old houses in Egypt that didn't have roofs on them. They didn't need them. It doesn't rain. They don't have to have a roof. They can just put some kind of shade up there, because you don't have to worry about water. It's not going to rain. But there are people that live there. But they learn how to adapt to that. So water is vital. Water is important. Water's life. And Jesus, against that backdrop, says to us here, he said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Now, the subject of this verse and the center of it is water. Is this bothering you? It is me too, but we'll... Amen. Amen. That's fun. Hey, somebody say, we're having fun yet? Yeah, we are. All right. Jesus is offering something vitally to a group of people. He's offering the water of life. These people really understand that, living in the region that they live in, how vital water really, really is to them. So that's the offering here. And so it's water. The Bible, in the very beginning, John chapter 4, I believe it is, Jesus met a woman of Samaria, and he met her at the well. It was Jacob's well. I've been there. I've actually drank water from Jacob's well. And it still has water. And after about 4,000 years, there's still water in that well. So she went to Jacob's well to draw water. And when she's there, Jesus asked for a drink. And she, being a Samaritan, turns and said, how is it that you, being a Samaritan, or a Jew, asked me, a Samaritan, for a drink of water? And Jesus said, if you knew who it was that was speaking to you, you'd ask him for water. And she said, well, the well's deep. You don't have anything to draw with. He said, the water that I'm speaking of, it shall be in you. Everybody say, in you. Well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so he's speaking here, of course, of the Spirit of God, the water of life, and that flows out. It's a life source. And he said, it's going to flow out. And of course, she said, give me this water. Amen. She wanted that, so she'd have to come back and draw water out of the well again. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus was speaking, of course, of his Spirit there. And another time, at one of the great feasts, as the feast was drawing to its conclusion, he stood on the steps, and it was a custom of the priests to come out to the thirsty crowd, and they would pour a large vessel of water on the steps, and it would flow down the steps, and they would quote the verse from Isaiah that talked about, with joy shall we draw waters from the well of salvation, and it would that would be a reference, of course, to the Messiah. And that same day, Jesus stood, and he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. For out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And then by explanation, John said, this spake he of the Spirit, which was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Everybody say, not yet. I'm glad we're not living in the days of not yet. Hallelujah. It has happened, folks. Praise the Lord. We're not waiting for anything anymore. Amen. He was crucified. He was buried. And he resurrected. And he's alive. And he's alive forevermore. How do I know that? Because he lives in me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Praise the Lord. So I know what I'm talking about here today, because it happened to me. And I encourage you to try it for yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, some people want to criticize Christians, but they hadn't tried this yet. Amen. And in their vernacular, they say, don't knock it till you try it. Well, have you tried it? Oh, say, I've tried church. Well, there's a difference in trying church and trying Jesus. Amen. Church is great. I love church, but church don't save me. And church won't save you. It's Jesus that saves us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes church brings me joy, sometimes not. Amen. But Jesus is the source of my joy. Amen. And so it's all about Him, isn't it? It's not about me. And it's not about you. It's not about just the church. But it's all about Jesus Christ. And so Jesus offered them water, which again is a symbol of life and spirit. Spirit is life, is it not? Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, you have a spirit. As long as you have that spirit, you live. When that spirit departs, you die. Amen. And so we depend on spirit for life. One of these days, we're going to have a new body, and it's going to be totally spirit-powered. Right now, the Bible said the life is in the blood. Now, it's two things, spirit and blood. The spirit gives you that little spark that keeps your heart going. And that heart pumps blood to every part of your body. You know what happens if blood doesn't get to one of your toes? It dies. You know what happens if blood can't get to your hand? It dies. Because that's life. It's got to get there. But one of these days, I'm going to have a body that's spirit-powered. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I'm not going to depend on the blood anymore. And you know, blood, we get older with this blood body. It makes you wrinkle And well, you get the picture. Amen. If you haven't, you will. If you get to hang around long enough, you'll know what I'm talking about. Amen. So this is this body. But the Spirit, Jesus said, he said, it's this spake he of the Spirit, which is not yet given. But now it is given. At Pentecost, it all started all over again. So Jesus offers water. Who's the offering to? The Bible said, the Spirit says come. The Holy Ghost says come. Amen. The Bible said it's the Spirit of God that draws us. Hallelujah. That's how we get to God. The Spirit draws us to Him. I said it earlier today in the Sunday school lesson. Sometimes people say, well, I'll come to God when I get ready. And my question is, how are you going to find Him? God is Spirit. Job had that problem, didn't he? He said, I'm looking for God. He said, I look before me, and I see where He's been working, but I don't see Him there. And I look behind me, I look to the side. But Job said this, he said, but He knows the way that I take. He's saying in essentiality, he's saying, I don't know where God is, but God knows where I am. Have you ever been in a place like that? You didn't know where God was, but you actually knew, well, he knows where I am. And that makes it all right. I don't feel him. I can't see him. But he knows right where I am. And so as long as he knows where we are, we're going to be okay. Whether you can find him or not, he's got your address. Amen. He knows right where you are. So Jesus offers them water. The Spirit says, come. The bride. Who's that? That's us. Have you invited anybody lately? Amen. That's our job. We're supposed to be said, hey, you thirsty? Come. Praise the Lord. Are you spiritually athirst? Come. We've got a place for you. Amen. And so the Spirit and the bride say, come. And then he that heareth. Anybody here heard lately? Amen. If you've been hearing, you need to be telling others, come. Come. Praise the Lord. That's our job, is to invite others to come. And he that heareth, let him say, come. Amen. What do you have to do to get the water? Two things. Number one, you need to be thirsty. You know how to tell when you're thirsty? You're not particular. You ever go into the refrigerator and open it up and said, there's nothing to eat in there? You try that after fasting 3 days. Same refrigerator, same leftovers. Amen. You'll just be ready to eat the first thing you find. If it's greens and liver, it looks good. I mean, it don't matter. Just let me get something. I'm dying here. Amen. And so it changes your perspective if you're hungry. It changes your perspective if you're thirsty. Amen. What do you want to drink? Anything. I'm thirsty. Just set it down here. Amen. Preferably water. Amen. Just give me water. That'll be fine. Amen. So first of all, you got to be thirsty. And secondly, you got to be willing. The Bible said this water is for whosoever will. Everybody say will. You got to be willing. You got to be willing. Amen. You got to be willing. Praise the Lord. Amen. I you know, some people that get they especially now, there's all this tells you whether they're thirsty or not. Amen. If it's not a certain brand of water, they don't want to drink it. I grew up drinking water out of fountains, windmills, anywhere I could find water, pretty much. What you didn't buy it in a bottle. First time I saw a bottle of water and somebody selling it, I thought, that'll never fly. Who's going to buy water in a bottle? Was I ever wrong? Boy, they've done a job on us, haven't they? Amen. Well, that water out of the faucet will kill you. Well, you know where that water in the bottle comes from? That's spring water, yeah. You sprung for it. Well, anyway, I'm getting un-PC here. Amen. But Columbia, we had water in bags. That was neat. You buy these little plastic bags. It was real cheap. Everybody could afford it. That's why they put it in bags. And so you just bought a little hole in it, and it made a great water gun. So, or if you wanted to, you could drink it. But it was fun. We had a youth on mission trip, and they didn't know water in a bag. How do you drink this? I said, well, you get it, and you bite it like this, put a little hole there, and I'm going, psst. Got them real good. And then drank the rest. Amen. So it was, but water's vital. And it depends on where you're thirsty. I've heard people say, I wouldn't drink that. You know, if you're thirsty enough, you'll drink that. Oh, you will. Amen. I wouldn't drink that if I was dying. Oh, yes, you would. You're just not good and thirsty yet. Amen. And so we're living in a time, you know, abundance does that to us. It causes us to lose our perspective if we're not careful. Amen. And I encourage you not to buy into all this stuff, folks. Amen. I tell myself all the time, you don't need all this, Johnny Grisham. Amen. It's nice to have some things, but don't you get attached to this. It can go away real quick. Amen. All you need to make it through is Jesus. You hang on to Jesus and you're going to be all right. Amen. Everything else can come and go, but you hold on to Him no matter what happens, no matter what arises, no matter what comes your way. You hang on to the Lord. And so the Spirit says come. The bride says come. Let him that is athirst say come. Let him whosoever will, let him come. Amen. And then He said, and take of the water of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Take of the water of life. Between here and Jacksonville, there's a spring. Anybody ever seen that spring or stopped there? Amen. You know, you stop there, sometimes you see people there. And I stopped there one time with a relative, and they said, ew, I wouldn't drink that. Amen. Well, people have been drinking it for years. And, you know, it's my sweet little mother-in-law. Well, I say I'd drink anything. Her water's right up there at the top to where you just almost won't. I classify it as living water, but I don't know what's living in it. It's pretty rough stuff. Amen. But not too far from her house is there's a flowing spring that's been there for more than 100 years that I know of. And she's 95, so I hadn't heard her too much. But she goes and that's where she got her water for years. And she'd take jugs and go there and fill them up and drink that water. So it was flowing. Amen. It was refreshing. And so whosoever will, let him drink this water. Drink this water. Amen. Now, here's, you know, my next to favorite price on things is free. Anybody like free stuff? We like free stuff, don't we? That's my next to favorite price. My favorite price is if somebody will pay me to take it. But that don't happen very often. But free is good. So Jesus said, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Now that means two things. First of all, it means it's not going to cost you because somebody else paid for it. Somebody else has furnished it for you. Now, we talk about salvation being free. It is for us, but it cost him something. It cost him everything. It cost him dearly. So don't you get hung up. Well, it's free. I've noticed that free stuff, a lot of people take advantage of it. Amen. I knew a missionary one time. He would give tracts to people to pass out. And he'd find them on the floor and in the trash can and sitting all over the place. You know what he did? He started charging for them. And people still passed out tracts. They'd buy them to pass out, but he didn't find them on the floor anymore because now they had a value. If we're not careful, when something's free, we'll not appreciate its value. Salvation's one of those things. If you're not careful, you'll lose the value of what you have. Oh, it's free. I got it free. No, you didn't. It cost him something. And I'm going to just tell you, it's going to cost you something too to hang on to it. Amen. You received it freely, but if you're going to live it, it's going to cost you something. Amen. It's going to cost you the same thing it cost him. It's going to cost you everything. Some people are going to turn their back on you if you serve him. Some are going to walk away from you if you serve him. People are going to say bad things to you if you serve him. You're going to have a backbone if you're going to serve him. You're going to have to be strong and stand up if you're going to serve him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So just because it's free doesn't mean it doesn't have great value. Amen. And so he said, let him come drink freely. Secondly, when he talks about drinking freely, that means you can drink as much as you want. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about calories. You don't have to worry about cholesterol. Amen. Isn't that great? Praise me. These days when everything's bad, everything's going to kill you. Everything you drink. Well, water's not like that. Amen. You can go ahead and drink water, pure water. You can drink it all day long. It's not going to hurt you. Amen. You're not going to gain any weight. Matter of fact, they said it'll help you lose. Amen. And it don't have calories in it. It doesn't have cholesterol in it. It's good for you. Amen. Let them drink freely. Praise the Lord. And I read a story years ago that stayed with me through these many years. It was a story about an orphan child that was visiting in a home, and they noticed that he didn't drink his milk, and so finally they said, "Don't you like milk?" He said, "Oh, I love milk." And they said, "Well, you aren't drinking." He said, "Well," he said, "I don't know how deep to drink." And he said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well," he said, "in the orphanage where I live, we just drink so deep, and then we got to pass it to somebody else." He said, "I don't know how deep I should drink." And they said, "Honey, that whole glass is yours. And if you want more after that, there's a whole lot more in the refrigerator. Just drink all you want." Amen. Some people are sippers like that. They come to church and it's like, "How deep shall I drink?" Get with it. Drink it all. Amen. Take it all in. Amen. Just dive in. Drink freely. Amen. Drink freely. Praise God. Get everything you can from the Lord. Enjoy it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's important today that we understand that we can drink freely here. Amen. What is that? You remember what David said right in the psalm? He said, "He leads me beside still waters." I'm told, I'm not a shepherd, but I'm told that sheep are fearful when they drink a flowing stream. If the water's rushing very fast, they're afraid they won't drink that because it frightens them. But if they can find a still place, they'll drink their fill. Amen. The Bible said He leads us beside still waters. They're not rushing waters. It's a place that you can stop and drink your fill. Drink freely. Drink deeply until you're satisfied and you're saturated and you've had enough. Amen. Let's stand together today. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good to us? Amen. What an invitation. What an invitation. Hallelujah. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Are you thirsty today? That's what it takes to qualify. There's a lot of things that vie for your attention in life, but there are not a lot of things that satisfy. When it comes to satisfaction, I've found that there's a lot of false advertisement out there. We live in a day of advertising, and everything promises to make you happy. If you'll buy this, you'll be happy. If you'll drive this, you'll be happy. If you'll live in this, you'll be happy. If you'll wear this, you'll be happy. If you drink this, you'll be happy. If you smoke this, you'll be happy. If you eat this, you'll be happy. If you own this, you'll be happy. And yet people are more miserable today. Psychiatrist offices are full. Psychologists are busy. Amen. People going to counseling every direction. People unhappy. Amen. People leaving husbands and wives and children and families because they're not happy. Our world is very unhappy. And yet, all these voices are saying, "Try this, try that, try this, try that. It'll make you happy." But none of it does. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. when I say that Jesus makes me happy. Amen. I can't say it for everybody else, but I can say it for me. And I can say that He really makes me happy. When I found the Lord, I found what I was looking for. Thank you, sir. You'll have to decide that for yourself. I can't decide that for you. But I invite you to try Him. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There is nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. Oh, He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. Amen. Now, that's what I found. So I invite you to try Him today. If you've tried other things, you're not satisfied, why don't you try Jesus? Amen. Praise the Lord. If you haven't found peace, He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. He does truly satisfy. Amen. I invite you to come. Amen. Give your life. Give your heart. And let Him fill you today with that water of life, living water. The Bible said it'll be in you, springing up. Amen. The rivers of living water. Praise the Lord. I invite you to come. Amen. Know Jesus today. It makes all the difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, I know that You're in this house. Your presence is here. Your love is here. Your mercy, Your peace, Your joy. You're in this place. Amen. Meet with us here, God. Touch everybody. Help everybody. Those that don't know You today, God, I pray that they will. That they will open their lives and their hearts to You so they can know. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, praise the Lord. You're knowable. And we can know You. We experience the Lord. It's not just an intellectual exercise, but it's a living relationship. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. And He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There is nothing in this world that's worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live.